We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We broke a record, at least here in LA, for the amount of rain we got in one day yesterday. And I know the rain screwed up your day in some way, shape, or form. So call in, vent about it. And blame it on the rain. We're going to find a newer song.
I made it new.
Oh, it's a remix.
We could have done like Rihanna, Under My Umbrella, you know?
Were you about an hour ago when we were prepping this?
877-971-HITS. Yeah, we're just going to blame it on the rain. We didn't think about this thoroughly. All right, Sheridan from Anaheim, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, blame it on the rain, Sheridan. Go for it.
I just got over bronchitis, and now I got it again.
Oh, man. When you heard that lightning the other night, did you go, here it comes again? I can hear feel it coming.
Yes, I did.
Sheridan, we wish you the best. By the way, are you 21 years of age or older?
I am.
Okay, so a nice tequila reposado with some limon and some honey will help you out, okay?
All right, I'm down. Sounds great.
It'll either cure the bronchitis or just give you a buzz and make you not feel so bad about having it.
And put you to sleep.
That's right.
Sheridan, we love you. Hope you get better, all right?
Thank you, guys. God bless. Bye.
Blessings, bye. Jamie from Riverside, good morning.
Good morning.
Jamie, what do you want to blame on yesterday's rain? Go ahead, vent.
I don't want to blame anything on the rain. I want to call out somebody for blaming something ridiculous on the rain.
Oh,
okay. Sounds fired up right now.
My boyfriend blamed not coming home for an entire night on the rain.
Wow. Wait, so last night, he's not home yet?
He came home this morning, but like he went out to work and then he went out with his friends, like stumbled in this morning, like, oh, it's too rainy. I couldn't get home. Like, are you kidding me right now?
Wait, do you feel like he was unfaithful to you?
Damn, Chelsea, help her out.
Absolutely. And honestly, this is not the first time. Like, you know what? I'm single. Like, I'm looking. He doesn't know yet, but like, this is.
Get on those dating apps, girl.
Looks like you got something to blame on the rain, too. Getting back on Tinder.
Or like, thank the rain for, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. True. Thank the rain for being single again. Get it, girl.
When he wakes up on the couch in about 2 hours, you can just text and be like, yep, you can stay on the couch for a little bit. Get out of my house.
Mm-hmm. Jamie, we love you. Congratulations on the new single life, and thanks for listening to us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Later. Liz from Inglewood, up to no good, wants to blame her bad attitude. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. So what happened with your attitude yesterday because of the rain?
See, I walked out of my house with a great attitude. It's going to be a good day, even though it's raining. But then I get on the road, and I'm driving safe, and the people behind me think it's okay to tailgate me when it's raining.
Mm.
Who does that? Like, I've noticed when it rains, people always do that.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just me.
That's not a good look whatsoever. So it puts you in a bad mood, huh, Liz?
Yes, I was in a bad mood the whole day, so.
All right.
Before anything, Edgar, I'm going to kick your butt, or I'm going to tell Janet to kick your butt.
Wait, hold on, slow down. This changed.
What happened?
What are you blaming your attitude on today? What did I do, Liz?
Who has a pregnant wife at home and doesn't have their tank full of gas?
Busted from a few days ago.
Yeah. Listen, that was my fail on Monday, and I admitted to it, and I did make it to Janet on time, my wife who's pregnant, and listen, it all worked out, and the baby's still not out, so I have plenty of time to fill up my tank.
She's gonna kick your butt.
Yeah, she is. I know she is. Liz, we love you. Thank you for listening to us.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Take care. Inglewood, up to no good. Getting me in trouble. Thank you. Appreciate you. Brian, what's coming through the text?
We got one for the 310 from Carla. Says, I'm happy you guys said the rain we got. An inch was a lot. I'm going to remind my wife of that.
Wow.
Carlos, you're my man. From the 714, was supposed to go to the gym. F that, it's raining. Was supposed to eat healthy. F that, it's raining. I ordered pizza.
That's so true, bro. You got to get that comfort food when it rains, right? Well, what do you want to blame on the rain, Brian?
Man, yesterday, I blamed, well, my brother tried to blame this. This was funny. So my brother and I were supposed to work on a video yesterday for the American Cancer Society promoting the walk, the LA Marathon on March 24th. And my brother was like, hey, man, I was going to come down, but it's raining. And I'm like, yeah, you're not going to walk down here. He's like, yeah, I know, but Uber's scary in the rain. I'm like, get in the car. What are you doing? 5 miles from the station, all right? You don't have to, you're not commuting across the city.
That's true. What about you, Chels?
I felt like it like brought me back to being going through like a really bad breakup like also eating unhealthy because I literally went to the store and all of a sudden I like walked out and I had that moment where I'm like, I have like Reese's peanut butter cups in my hands. I have like kettle corn and I have like mashed potatoes and like turkey, like the most comfort food things ever. And I walked out and I'm like, what is wrong with you?
One of those pillow boyfriends.
Yeah. I literally sat in my bed and was like just eating this comfort food. Like a real weirdo.
Get it, girl. Shout out to Gerardo from LA. He called in too. He had a change of flat tire in yesterday's rain. Oh. And because he's committed to work, showed up soaked. Because like they're not going to believe me if I don't show up. And I say, hey, I got a flat tire. They're like, yeah, right. Showed up soaked, thinking his boss was going to be like, yeah, dude, go back
home.
Rough
day, go home.
His boss goes, hey, glad he showed up. There's a store across the street if you want to get some fresh clothes.
Go and buy your
ass some
clothes.
Made him stay,
bro. Savage.
All right, coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 8:52.
All right, coming up next. So look, the most important thing about the Chelsea Report is that you'll have a chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets, if you pay close attention.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.